I'm Brianna Brownell, and I'm the manager of analytics at Insightrix Research in Saskatoon.
Okay, and you're going to be speaking here at the MRIA conference in Saskatoon. Right. So tell us, what are you going to be talking about?
Well, I'm going to be talking about some really interesting projects that we did with the University of Saskatchewan on gamification and how you can apply gamification methods to market research surveys. So we worked with them on a couple projects, some that worked out really well, others that didn't work out at all. So I'm looking forward to sharing my failures, I guess, with everyone at the conference.
I won't actually be airing this before your talk, so Okay. Can you give us a little summary? What were some of the learnings from it? What worked, what didn't?
For sure. Well, the one thing that we really found was that you really need to pay attention to sort of the core task of the game and make sure that you match that really well with the survey. So if you misalign the data that you're trying to get with your game mechanism, it can completely ruin the data that you get.
So can you give me an example?
For sure. So for example, in one of our projects, we asked people to identify the sponsor of an ad. So basically, sort of a regular ad testing questionnaire. And as part of the feedback in the game, to make it fun, we said, yes, you're right, or, you know, no, you're wrong. But when we told them that they were right or wrong, we gave them the correct answer. Mm-hmm. So, of course, since the ads of the same company are similar, they quickly learned which ad was for which company. So we found a much higher sort of recognizable sort of race in those results than was actually found in the survey. So it basically ruined the results when we gave them that feedback.
Okay. And what have you found that did work well?
Well, I mean, we found that there were times where the game was very motivating. So adding that sort of possibility of getting points, adding a time pressure, adding some of those visual elements to the survey did make respondents give us more data, and it made them more engaged in the process. So we were able to collect more data from each respondent when we gamified the survey.
And were the respondents then university students?
No, we did a Gen Pop sample.
Okay.
So basically, we did a total of 600 people. So they were a broad mix of age and gender, and as well a mix of people with no gaming experience and people that had a lot of gaming experience. So we, you know, tried to sort of see whether we could get a general result.
Okay. And so did you find that there were noticeable differences in behavior with different age groups? Or
we actually, that was one of the most interesting results of the whole project. We found that there was no difference between the demographic groups. So, no difference.
Now there may be self-selection, I guess, in terms of who participated, I guess.
Well, they were all part of our research panel, Sasquatch. So,
okay.
They were...
Sasquatch, I like that.
Thank you. You too. It's a Saskatchewan feel, hey?
Yeah.
Basically, we didn't find that there was any difference, that there was no motivating or demotivating effect of, say, having experience with games or not.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Any other learnings that spring to mind?
I mean, I only talked about the game where we had pretty good successes. We actually had one that was a total flop. So I'm going to talk about that quite a bit because I think it's a really good learning. We actually did a game where we tried to get a conjoint experiment sort of into a game.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have had like a shopkeeper and, you got to click on the little people and help them as a customer pick the right product. And it was very, very far away from a survey. And we found that it was actually too far away from a survey.
Okay.
They were not motivated because they didn't understand what the point was. So
okay.
I guess the other learning is don't push the gamification of the survey too far away from a survey, because then the respondent doesn't understand the point anymore.
Interesting. So just out of curiosity, and if you want, I can edit this part out, but I am curious about how do you, as a market research firm, what do you do when you do a project for a client and it's a flop?
Well, for this one, luckily we did it as a partnership with the university through an INSERT grant.
Uh-huh.
So this was exploratory research.
Oh, excellent.
Basically the purpose of this research was to build some of those sort of empirical results that is really needed in gamification. There are a few case studies around, but there's really no scientific evidence. And so, you know, we thought, well, we'll partner with some really bright people at the university, we'll get some real empirical results, and we've got some really interesting publications out of
Super.
It. Super. So, yeah, so it worked out really well. So luckily it wasn't for a client, it was just for us.
Well, thank you very much for that, and I look forward to hearing your talk.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.